Hi, welcome to Bookie, which unlock big ideas from world bestsellers in audio, text, and mind map. Please download Bookie at Apple Store or Google Play with more features. Get your free mind snack now. Today we'll unlock the book Atomic Habits, an easy and proven way to build good habits and break bad ones. Imagine you're sitting in a plane flying from Los Angeles to New York City. Due to a mysterious and undetectable turbulence, your aircraft's nose shifts more than 7 feet, 3.5 degrees to the south. After 5 hours of flying, before you know it, the plane is landing. However, it's not landing in New York City but in Washington Dulles International Airport, which is 225 miles from your destination. A minimal change over time can make a significant difference, and the direction of an airplane is a straightforward example. In the same way, a slight change in your daily habits can steer your path to a completely different destination. That's the incredible power of habits. Everyone wants to control their lives and not be led by the nose by bad habits. We'll make New Year's plans, vow to lose weight or quit smoking, keep reading or running, but these resolutions will often come to naught. Is it because of a lack of determination? No, we are doing it the wrong way. More specifically, it's because we haven't built an effective behavioral system. James Clear finds that it takes 4 steps to form a habit. Cue, craving, response, and reward are the pillars of every habit. This book summarizes the 4 laws that correspond to the 4 steps to help you quickly build good habits or break bad ones. There isn't just one way to develop good habits, but this book presents an ideal path the author knows. It's suitable for everyone who is seeking a step-by-step approach. The author of this book is James Clear, a habit researcher and author of the New York Times bestseller. Over 500,000 people subscribe to his email newsletter, and his website receives millions of visitors each month. Clear is the founder of the famous The Habits Academy, which is the leading platform for individuals and organizations that are interested in developing better habits in life and work. More than 10,000 leaders, managers, teachers, and coaches have graduated from the Habits Academy. Next, we'll go through this bookie with you in 3 parts. Part 1, The Fundamentals of Behavior Change. Part 2, The 4 Laws of Behavior Change. Part 3, Inversions of the 4 Laws. In the locker room of the NBA team San Antonio Spurs, plastered on the wall is a from Jacob Riis that says, "When nothing seems to help, I go and look at a stonecutter hammering away at his rock, perhaps 100 times without as much as a crack showing in it. Yet at the 101st blow it will split in two, and I know it was not that last blow that did it, but all that had gone before." We all know that changing habits doesn't happen overnight. But in real life, we often make an effort and demand an immediate reward, or else we won't stick to it. What can be done to reverse such a get-rich-quick mentality? Clear says that we need to forget about goals and focus on systems instead. The difference between goals and systems can be illustrated as follows. If you're a coach, your goal is to win championships, and your system is the way you train your players and manage your team. We're often told to set specific realistic goals, but we ignore the 4 problems that lie beneath them. The first problem is at the end of the season, people will praise the pivotal role of an ambitious goal in winning the title and completely forget that other championship-caliber teams share the same purpose. The truth is that the champion only does a better job of implementing a system of continuous small improvements to strengthen itself. Second, achieving a goal is only a momentary change which will suppress a symptom without addressing the cause. To achieve permanent results, you need to solve problems at the systems level. Third, goals restrict your happiness as they affect your emotions. Success brings joy, while failure leads to disappointment. But if you focus on systems, you can be happy in the process of building systems. Fourth, goals are at odds with long-term progress. Real long-term thinking is goalless thinking. In addition to our tendency to being goal-oriented, changing habits is challenging because we're changing the wrong thing. According to Clear, the process of change occurs at 3 levels. The first layer is changing your outcomes. Most of the goals you set have something to do with this level of change. The second layer is changing your process. This level is about changing your habits and systems, such as implementing a new routine at the gym and developing a meditation practice. And the third and deepest layer is changing your identity. This level is concerned with changing your beliefs, your worldview, your self-image, your judgments about yourself and others. When trying to change their habits, many people focus on the first layer and end up developing outcome-based habits. The right thing will be to build identity-based habits. Consider, for example, two people are quitting smoking. When a buddy is offering them cigarettes, the first person says, "No thanks, I'm trying to quit." It may sound like a reasonable response, but the implication is that the first person still believes himself as a smoker, and he's merely trying to make a change. Conversely, the second person rejects it out of hand, "No thanks, I'm not a smoker." This response implies a shift in the second person's identity, who no longer sees himself as a smoker. Clear believes that true behavior change is identity change. Anyone can convince themselves to run long distances twice a week or finish a book. However, without changing the belief behind the behavior that is inconsistent with its identity won't last. Studies have shown that when a person identifies with an aspect of their identity, they are more likely to act based on that belief. Therefore, we should strive to be runners or readers, not run a marathon or read a book. More precisely, habits are ways of reflecting one's identity. Writing every day embodies a writer, training every day embodies an athlete. Identity, on the other hand, comes from habit. No one is a natural-born writer. In his school days, Clear's writing skills were mediocre. He began his writing career by publishing 2 articles a week. Such a habit made him a writer. Believe it or not, if you write a page each day, over time, you become a writer. We've discussed about why changing habits is challenging. Let's move on to learn about the 4 simple steps to building good habits: cue, craving, response, and reward. The brain runs through these steps in the same order every time. The building of each habit has to experience these 4 steps. Let's discuss them one by one. The first step is the cue. A cue is a bit of information that predicts a reward in survival instincts. Our ancestors would have paid particular attention to information related to water and food. No matter where you are, your brain receives information from your environment. It picks up cues from it that are relevant to the reward. Cravings are the second step, and they are the motivational force behind every habit. Without some level of motivation or desire, without craving a change, we have no reason to act. It's important to note that what you crave is not the habit itself, but the change in state it delivers. Smokers crave not cigarettes, but relaxation. We don't brush our teeth for the sake of brushing, but to keep our mouth hygienic. Of course, cravings vary from person to person. Some people brush their teeth 7 or 8 times a day, and they're doing it just for fun. The third step is the response. The response is the actual habit you implement, which can take the form of a thought or an action. Whether or not a response occurs depends on 2 factors. First, it depends on the gap between motivation and the difficulty of execution. If a particular activity requires more effort than expected, you won't respond to it. Second, your response depends on your ability. If you are born short-legged and you lack the bounce, it's better to concentrate on shooting than dunking. Rewards are the final step. We seek rewards for no more than 2 purposes. The first purpose of rewards is to satisfy our craving. Rewards themselves are benefits: a healthy body, wealth, inner satisfaction, and so on. The second purpose of rewards is to serve as information to help us identify which actions are worth trying. In other words, behaviors that can satisfy our desires or please us. Our brain is such a well-developed reward detector. All right, let's do a quick recap. In the first part, we talked about the fundamental of changing habits. Most of us fail to change our habits because we want an instant change, and we rigidly focus on goals. In order to successfully change, we should focus on building systems instead. In addition, we also need to focus on changing the right thing. It's not the outcomes that we want to change, but our identities. Finally, we introduce the four simple steps to building good habits: cue, craving, response, and reward. Next, in part two, we will talk about the four laws of behavior change that correspond to the four steps we have just mentioned. Today we are just sharing limited content. To unlock more key insights of world-class bestseller, please download our app. Just search for BOOKEY at Apple Store or Google Play. Get your free mind snack now.